And I had heard that the Atomic Energy Commission was a good place for a federal person to work because salary structure was a little higher, and they were doing a lot of hiring at that time. And I didn't know too much about what they were doing. Obviously, when I was a kid, or at least in high school in Henderson, you know, we were very much aware of atomic weapons testing. And you would go and stand outside at certain times in the morning or whatever to see the tests. I mean, or you could see the glow, or you could see, you know, and or we would drive perhaps out on the Charleston Highway and watch certain things, and it was well publicized. It had to be well publicized.
And at that point, it's a spectacle, I guess, pretty much. You're not thinking that's a big bomb.
Not at all. It's spectacle, and it is. And there isn't a sense of, oh my goodness, something could happen here. There's not a sense of what kind of a radioactive impact is there going to be. There just wasn't that kind of atmosphere at all. And a lot of the cultural phenomena reflected, of course, the fact that there was atomic testing going on. And even the newspapers, Hank Greenspan, who owned the Las Vegas Sun, my mother had worked for the Las Vegas Sun, was part of the so-called Las Vegas Sun family. He wound up being an absolute bitter person about the Nevada test site and its programs over the years. But at that time, there was no sense of that. I mean, he was out there on the bleachers reporting. I think everybody was more excited and maybe proud. So it was. Yeah, you're right. It was something to... It was kind of part of the entertainment venue, let's put it that way. So I wasn't too sure what all of this was about, and I certainly wasn't aware that by that time atmospheric testing had gone away and we were in the underground testing phase. Not long, because that would have been 1965, so it would have been, you know, shortly after the underground test ban treaty went into effect.